Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I kind of enjoy the hockey where, you know, they show the goals like six times from all the different angles kind of thing. It's kind of hilarious. But, and Sean, I know what you mean. You know, there's no hockey going on now. And so for the last couple of weeks, I've been watching all of the Red Wings series, playoff series from the 90s and early 2000s when Red Wings were the team of the decade. But question for you, I've been doing a poll. I am so sick of AT&T. Who do you guys use for cell service? I'm looking for a new cell provider.
Okay, well, I've got a bit to say on that. I carry all three right now. I have T-Mobile is my personal. I have FirstNet, so I have AT&T's, you know, service on steroids. And I have Verizon on my work phone. And I am constantly checking the three of them against each other as I roll around. And in my travels, T-Mobile is beating all of them by far. I'm very happy with T-Mobile. So I was shocked when that kept showing up everywhere I was. Everywhere I go, T-Mobile, 5 bars, 5G, everybody else struggles. I'm like, wow, I don't know what they've done. Never have a drop call, never have bad service, anything like that. And they're very no muss, no fuss, you know, pay. You know, they don't have a lot of hidden fees or anything like that. It's just, this is what we charge, period, end of story. Can't recommend them enough. And I was a hater going back in the early 2000s of T-Mobile. Tried them and said, yeah, won't do it. They've made serious changes. That's my take on it. I was a Verizon homeboy for years, too. All right, anyhow, Donald's got, I'm sure, got a lot to say on this as well. W8FU.